And now on Art in the Air for our spotlight, we have Becky Jaskowiak. She's the president of the Northwest Indiana Excellence in Theater Foundation, also known as NIDIF. Welcome to Art on the Air.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks.
So, Becky, we want to know, how is this current COVID-19 impacting not only NIDIF, but theaters in general in Northwest Indiana?
Theaters are definitely struggling. There were at least three shows that were in process, meaning they were either already performing and then had to close early, or were right up to dress rehearsal night and then were about to open and then had to close. So, even a couple of those theaters have the set still sitting on the stage, ready to go when able to return. So most of our theaters, a vast majority of their income comes from ticket sales. And so without that, they're really, struggling, trying to figure out how to pay their rent and for those that do have staff, pay their staff. So it's definitely been a big challenge for our member theaters.
I know, it's really hard to envision what it's going to be. I mean, how are we going to do performance?
I've been sitting in on a bunch of webinars and roundtable discussions and, theater organizations across the country and arts organizations, and listening to what they're doing and how they're revamping. And, most people immediately think, well, just do stuff online. That's what you see, like, the big places doing. But there's so many rights issues that happen with that. And it wasn't until just about a week or two ago that rights houses are finally coming around with shows that you can do online. So that was initially the first thing that people thought of. And then some places are doing open mics where people can just sing, or on Thursday nights, we're doing theater trivia. So you can join in online and do theater trivia on Thursday nights. So that's something. Our improv group has been doing kind of a takeoff of the old Hollywood Square called The Grid. And it translates really well to online. So they're using their creativity to envision what theater can look like online. Yeah.
Becky, you brought up about rights. I would be concerned in knowing how rights work with theaters for my long time in that. If some of the groups, they've already paid for the rights, royalties, and they can't perform, are they getting refunds, or do you know how that's working out?
So for most of them, they are just holding their funds and allowing them to either change their date, go forward, if they're going to remount the show later on, or if they're canceling and they are going to do another show. Most of them are holding their funds and applying it to a future production for everybody who's dealing with trying not to give refunds as much as possible and just extending the benefit.
Especially Tams Whitmark. I know they like to hold on to the money.
Becky, yeah. Are there any good places to do outdoor theater?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we have a contract with the state park, NIDIF does, to perform on Thursday nights throughout the summer. And so we have approval to continue on with that program. It's going to start after mid-July and go through probably mid-September this year. Usually it runs more like Memorial Day to Labor Day, but, we have to adjust a little bit. And then there's lots of parks. Gary Shakespeare Company goes around all over Northwest Indiana every summer and performs in parks and outdoor venues like that. We did just do a survey to patrons about what they would feel comfortable with as far as attending, and absolutely either virtual or outdoor is where they felt comfortable.
What's going on right now by Zoom, do you know, for anything that was in the works?
I do know that there are a couple companies. Most of them are shows that only have 2, 3, 4 people. So even when they are rehearsing in person, they can be pretty spread out. But there are, Gary Shakespeare is rehearsing via Zoom for their big Shakespeare show, yeah.
Becky, one question I have is, and it's prompted by an article by Charles McNulty, theater critic for Los Angeles Times. What do you see as the post-pandemic theater scene like in Northwest Indiana?
I think it gives theaters an opportunity to be creative. And, you get so tied into what your venue is like. If you're used to a huge auditorium you're used to a black box. Now, whether you're virtual or, you know, some theaters have talked about doing shows on different nights of the week so they can spread out audiences and, you know, having Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday night. And, you know, nobody's bats an eye at going to a Chicago show on the middle of the week, but for some reason, Northwest Indiana has only ever done weekends. So they're talking about that. They're talking about, you know, why not bring back theater that uses math and just incorporate it into the performance? You know, it used to be that way. So I love that people are just being creative and expressing, coming together and being creative. And that's what theater is.
Okay, quick, got to just wrap up here. Becky, any final thoughts for us and our audience?
Please go to NEDIF.org and see what shows are coming up and what ways theater is still happening and will continue to happen across Northwest Indiana.
Thank you so much. That's Becky Wachowiak from the Northwest Excellence in Theater Foundation, NEDIF.org.
Thank you.